Welcome to the Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. This podcast is actually a spinoff of a Facebook group. My name is Sharon McLaughlin. I created that Facebook group for female physicians so that they would have a place to come and learn about business, to network, and to grow. And we've done just that. So if you're interested, take a look at our show notes for our website, as well as a direct link to the Facebook group. This podcast is going to be about everything business. So let's listen along as we hear about tips to help grow our business. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you like this episode, do me a favor, give us a good review and share the episode with someone who you think could benefit. Let's get started with our show. As far as burnout goes, what typically happens, right? You overextend yourself. And basically what happens is that we just reach a point where there's burnout, right? You feel like you've been pushed too much. And I think what happens is that we basically go to a level that other people will not even think about going, so they don't end up burnt out. We think that there's really no limits to what we can do. And we're used to saying yes, and we're motivated, and we just give and we give. And then before you know it, I feel like we're in a rut. And then before you know it, I don't think really, you know, what happens is that burnout comes on gradually, but I don't think we're aware of it. I think we're just so used to running around, doing the things that we're doing, and we really may not notice the symptoms. So what happens typically when we're burned out? You know, some of you guys have been through this as well. Forgetfulness, right? Difficulty concentrating. You may not feel like a lot of pride in your work right now. You may feel like there's not a light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you feel like you're losing sight of yourself, really, right? And also your goals, the goals that you set out to do. It may be difficult to maintain relationships, and also just be present, because when you're with loved ones, you're thinking about other things. You may find yourself being frustrated and definitely irritable sometimes, unfortunately. And that could be with coworkers, it could be with your friends, it could be with people, you know, your family. Sometimes it gets to the point where you just feel tired all the time. You have insomnia, it's difficulty sleeping, you have pain, and you can't really put a finger on it. But we do know that this happens. We do know that burnout happens, and unfortunately, it's higher in healthcare workers. So like I mentioned, it may unfortunately be negatively impacting your work performance, right? Even sometimes like the hobbies that you used to enjoy, you find like you're no longer enjoying them. And then unfortunately, the health concerns. We worry about cardiovascular disease. We worry about type 2 diabetes, depression, suicide, increased risk of suicide. And all this has to do with burnout. We've gotten to the point where we're burned out. There's really no other way to say. You feel like you've hit a wall. And now the question is, well, what do you do with this? You know that it's happened. So what can we do? So I always say, like, sit back and look at what's going on. You know, what are the things that are contributing to so much stress in your life? Why do you feel burnt out? Like, how did you get here? Is it the job? Is it the family? Is it, you know, maybe rigorous work schedule? Something got you to this point. It could be dealing with really difficult relationships, right? That really will put stress on you. It could be caring for a loved one. It could be a combination of all the above. And certainly it has to do with doing too much and overextending yourself. So I feel like sometimes we bend and eventually we just end up breaking. And that's like our breaking point. We realize like, I can't just do this anymore. And that's where I was. So I like to talk about burnout. If I can help anybody getting to the point where we break, then it's definitely well worth it. So coaching helps, supporting helps, all of that, just being able to share your feelings and being aware, you know, a lot of coaches are in this group, being aware of what's going on, being aware that you're actually burned out. Because like I said, it comes on gradually. It just doesn't happen overnight. So the mere fact that you're aware of it is a good thing. All right. So one of the first things that you can look at, what are your existing commitments? Can you cancel? Can you reschedule any of them? All of these things are going to help you. It basically puts something that you feel like you're not in control of, it puts you back in control, right? What are the hours that you're working? Could you ask for a half a day off? Could you ask for a day off? Could you go to 3 days a week financially? I don't know, but these are things that you're gonna like basically plan out. You know that you've reached burnout, or you're reaching a point of burnout, and this is what we can do to kind of change things around. So look at those existing commitments. What can you delegate? What can you say no to? Can you change any of your work schedule? Shuffling kids around, whatever your schedule is, and write it all out. It really helps to take a good look at, you know, everything that you're responsible for and what got you to the point that you are currently at, because it is really frustrating and it's certainly stressful. It helps to be able to talk to people, right? And know that you're definitely not going through this alone. A lot of people feel this way. We know there's studies out there. It's higher in healthcare workers. It's higher in females. So it's just something definitely to keep in mind. Try to brainstorm with somebody. Have them look at your life as well. Have them look at the, you know, things that you've put down. And perhaps you can brainstorm ways to change what's going on right now. So these are all things that can really help give clarity. And it also helps, that support will help you feel better about the whole situation. I know that when I had a support system, it really did help me. So make sure you reach out to people. Trust me, you're not alone with this. It's just something to keep in mind. And then, of course, you want to look at your options. Like I had mentioned, that's really important. It's important for exploring. And, you know, maybe the job that you're currently at, it can't be changed. Relationships, all of that. But decide what can be changed, what can't be changed. If you feel like you're doing too much at work, rather than taking on that extra, really be firm and learn how to say no. There's a great book, Crucial Conversations. I know it was recommended in this group before. It's a great book just to help you get going with those difficult conversations and making sure that, you know, your voice is being heard. Because the more you say yes, or the more you just not even say yes, it's just the work is piled on you, you just feel even worse about the whole situation. So like I said, you don't want to get to the point where you're completely burned out. It's okay to feel tired, fatigued, and not happy with things. But know that you when you start being aware of it, you're basically taking this all back in control. And it is your life. You are in control. So it's important to take back the control, right? Don't feel powerless. Really, this whole talk is to empower you and know that there's other options out there. Maybe really difficult for you to see right now. It's like anything else. Have you ever had a friend come to you? Maybe there's a work problem. Maybe there's a really difficult relationship. And you're, because you're an outsider, you're able to look at it and say, this is, you know, very clear. Just do this or do that, or I would do this or that, however you want to say it. But when you're involved in the situation, there's so much emotion. Plus you feel so stressed as it is. You're not sleeping good. Basically, self-care has gone out the window. So these are all things that really will make a difference, you know, with you. So just something to keep in mind. Definitely have to prioritize. It's extremely important when you're doing that list. What can you give up? What can't you give up? And just prioritize. It's extremely important. Delegate, we spoke about. You're going to need help. Some of us don't like to ask for help. Maybe it's not done as, you know, we don't like to impose on other people. Maybe the job that they do, it's, you know, we would do it somewhat differently. But it's important to delegate, especially now. Having boundaries and leaving work at work. You know, I know myself, I can't help it. Sometimes I come home, I'm moody. That's just what, you know, unfortunately. But when you do that, it's not comforting for the people that are around you and your family. And then you need that break time. You need boundaries, right? And definitely, like I said, you have to be able to speak up and communicate. This is something I'm always working on. Setting boundaries and limits are extremely important so that you have that time to yourself. Don't accept too many commitments. The more you say yes, or the more you just accept, you know, the more you kind of get shoved sometimes. I know myself, I've had to speak up with work and different things, and even things that happen in this group, right? Or other groups. It's a matter in friendships, everything. You always have to be able to speak up. And, you know, remember you're taking some time for yourself. So take a moment and just, or more than moments, right? You have to take some time for yourself and just decide what your options are, set up those boundaries. Don't worry about, you know, people thinking you're lazy or selfish or you're declining for your own selfish reasons. Time is really precious. And if you feel like you're so stressed right now, it's simply just not worth it. It just isn't. So remember to just, you know, be careful, be very selective. Think about what you're doing, what you're accepting, and most importantly, have self-compassion for yourself. Talk to yourself. just like you would a friend. Don't go beating yourself up over this because you feel burned out or you got to this point. Have empathy for yourself. Have kindness for yourself. It's really not a failure. It's just kind of reassessing and looking at things that's going to hopefully benefit you. Definitely give yourself lots of love and support. You need that right now. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, one day at a time, pay attention to what your body is telling you, both emotionally and physically. And when you start doing all of this, you'll see that there'll be changes. You'll have a weight that's lifted. Scheduling helps a lot, dedicating times to actually you, nobody else but you, having your alone time or whatever, it's going to help. Think about all the things that you like to do. Perhaps you haven't done them in months. You probably haven't. That's how you got to this point. So make sure that you know you're putting them into a schedule of those fun things that, you know, make you happy. And don't forget that self-care. Remember, you know as well as I do, Angie Matsuri, she talks a lot about sleep. She's the sleep doctor. There's others in the group as well that does sleep. It's important to get those at least 7 hours of sleep a night. It's going to make a huge difference. Definitely some exercise, nutrition. I can definitely help you with that. I'm really big on inflammation and approaching it with an anti-inflammatory approach. So meditation, yoga, all of those things we know about, but we don't make time for it. And so there lies the difference, right? All these things you do know. You know them in your heart. You've heard them before. But just know that yourself, you can't get angry at yourself. You can't get resentful, even resentful of other people. You have to think about, like, you are partially responsible here. You said yes. You let it happen. Now it's up to, and that's all fine. It's all part of life. It's part of learning. Now it's up to you to step up to the plate and say no more, or not like this. You know, yes, I can do, but not like this. Things have got to give. So I hope that this help is, you know, this talk is helping you some. I know when I was going through burnout many years ago, I felt really all alone. I felt like a failure. All these years of training, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. You know, so these are all things that really can help. Remember the bathroom time, you know, maybe a nice relaxing bath, just sitting in the bath, quiet time, reading a book, watching a funny movie. And then, you know, lastly, having a coach, right? Those are important things to help you get through this difficult time, perhaps even a therapist, especially if you're thinking about hurting yourself. Reach out to people, you know, that you shouldn't be having these thoughts, and that there's assistance right here within the group. So just make sure that you're reaching out. So what else can I tell you about burnout other than it's, for everyone, it's different. For me, it's going to be different than for you. But how we go about changing things is pretty much the same, I think. You know, really, we feel like we're out of control. It's a matter of taking control back into our lives. All right, guys, nice to see you here in the group, and I will speak to you soon. Any problems, concerns, you reach out to me. All right, bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Female Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you like us, please give us a nice review and tell your family and friends about us. We'll see you on another episode.